Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Soccer Sense. This is Tariq here, joining you along with Karan.
Hey guys.
And missing, just like United shots on target, again in action is Vishal. Okay, so welcome to Soccer Sense, the soccer podcast where we talk about stuff in the football world that's making sense. And unfortunately, we have to cover the Premier League, which at this point, and we have repeatedly said,
makes
and
no
a
sense.
Lot of times in this season that it is currently making absolutely zero sense. It looked like last week there was old narratives emerging, United winning at Liverpool, Leicester slipping up. Everybody thought Arsenal are settling into the top position, might consolidate, City are coming into their own, Villa being Villa. But suddenly now, this week, Karan, let's update you on the results. So we have United losing to Southampton.
At home.
Triumphant return for Charlie Austin with the winning goal. We had Leicester beating Stoke 2-0. We'll have more to talk about that a little later. Tottenham not being Spursy at all. Another win coming from a difficult position.
I think it was away at Crystal Palace, was it?
It was away at Crystal Palace, which makes it even more impressive that they won 3-1. And City dropping points, could have almost dropped all 3 points. We're down 1-0 and then 2-1 against West Ham, who seem to have had a resurgence. Southampton, of course, we already mentioned, seemingly resurgent. Villa avoided defeat again, 3 in a row. And of course, there was the small matter of a game that had 9 goals between Liverpool and Norwich, where Norwich were up 3-1 at one point at Carrow Road. Then it was 3-3, then it was 4-3 Liverpool, and then it was 4-4, and then finally 5-4 Liverpool, all within the stoppage time of 5 minutes.
I've only seen these things, rather, I have performed these things while playing FIFA.
So, Jurgen Klopp lost his glasses. In the press conference, he came up with probably the quote of the year. He said, I lost my glasses and I could not find them because it's very hard to find glasses without glasses. So, it was a classically Klopp team performance. But putting all that aside, Karan, let's dive into what we want to talk about today. We have been doing some historical digging, and we have this feeling that Leicester, who sit 3 points ahead as we record this podcast, on the top spot for the Premier League again. Everybody said Leicester's run is coming to an end.
Including
now it's
me.
Finally when.
I think I've said it like 4 or 5 times this season.
But Leicester just would not go away. Much like the Blackburn of 1994-95.
Yeah, I mean, the omens are pretty similar if you actually look at it from what happened around 20 years back to now.
So, before we go there, let's fill in the listeners with the history of that year.
Right.
For all those listeners of ours, which is basically all of them born after 94-95.
And my parents.
So, Kenny Dalglish was the manager. Blackburn had a terrific season that year. Remember, this used to be the Premier League with 22 teams, so there were 42 games for each team. Blackburn went into the final day with just a 2-point lead over
Manchester United.
And happened to lose the game at Liverpool.
That would have been quite ironic if you think about Liverpool handing the title to United in many ways.
And Dalglish's original club, of course. So lost to Liverpool 2-1, but Manchester United drew with West Ham 1-1, the result of which was Blackburn Rovers winning the title by 1 point. That was a season when Rovers were not really the most fancy team. They had a young Alan Shearer who's top scored for them, scored a ton of goals.
34 goals.
80 goals in total for the season for the team. Similarities with Leicester?
Absolutely. I mean, I wasn't old enough, I would say, in terms of football terms, to really know what that season really would have meant had I watched it. But now, like you had mentioned earlier, the parallels are quite similar to what we see with Leicester. There's this fearlessness with which they're playing in terms of going forward and scoring goals, and there's a very attractive nature in which they're playing their football. I guess the fact that the pressure is off them, now that they've crossed that barrier of 40 points which they set themselves, the pressure is completely off them. Now it's just a question of another 15 games, one game at a time. Getting knocked out of the FA Cup, if you ask me, is a boon for them, a blessing in disguise.
They have no Europe, no Carling Cup,
nothing. It is just 15 weekends now.
So this is the fun bit. Blackburn kind of faced similar situations back in 94-95. They were also knocked out of the League Cup and the FA Cup. They were in Europe, but they got knocked out of there as well. The result of which was probably that title charge, especially in a season as brutal as where you have 42 games.
Absolutely.
Longer season.
Definitely. I mean, the fact that now they don't have these multiple distractions is going to benefit them quite a bit. Not just that, now for them that works in their favour. The same thing could work against teams like Manchester City or Arsenal, who are the genuine title contenders even now, I would say.
And have a lot of pressure on themselves to show their mettle in Europe, because
it
has not been the greatest of time in Europe for English clubs.
Absolutely. I think City are playing Shakhtar Donetsk, if I'm not mistaken.
Arsenal are playing Barcelona. Nobody's mistaken about that.
Very good chance that City are going to get through to the quarterfinals, so that's two more games for them. Deep into the Champions League. So there will come a time where they will have to, I wouldn't say prioritize, but they will have to start thinking along two fronts, at least, which is definitely going to play into Leicester's hands. Because
Tottenham Hotspur,
for them, the situation is going to be that much worse.
This wonderfully relevant tournament called the UEFA Cup.
The fact that you're still referring to it as the UEFA Cup shows that people don't really consider Europa League to be legitimate. No, but yeah, I agree. And it's that much more worse for them because they play on Thursdays. At least the Champions League teams, they tend to play Tuesdays and Wednesday night. They can get their additional day if their games are scheduled for the Sunday. But for Tottenham, considering that they're going to be playing on Thursdays, whether it's a Saturday or Sunday, it's still going to make life difficult for them.
And for our younger viewers or listeners, let us remind you that even in 94-95, days of the week were 7 only. So that's the workload they have to balance. So, Karan, coming back to what Leicester are faced with now, Claudio Ranieri had a very neat trick. He initially said our target was 40 points. When they reached 40 points, they brought out the champagne quite literally.
Well,
they've avoided relegation. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you can call sitting atop the table avoiding relegation. but that's how they are taking it. And he's come up with a new target, and he said our next target is 78 points. What I find most interesting about the statement is that he has said 78 points, and he has not specified that we are looking at a particular position, finishing in the top four, looking at the title, nothing of that sort. It's probably a genius move in terms of focusing the players on the job at hand rather than getting distracted by all the titles.
Absolutely. Again, that's indirectly, releasing the pressure from the players at the same time trying to justify a goal that they're targeting. So 78 points now.
So 78 points,
if you ask me, the way that things have been panning out this season, I don't think 78 points is what a team is going to need to win the league. I would say the winning team is going to have around about maybe 70 to 73, 74 points at the most. That is if they actually go on a really good run.
The average looks like about 2 points a game.
Exactly. So if they actually target 78 points, considering that they still have to play a few of the big teams, but they have completed most of their games, there's a good chance that in the remaining 15 games, out of the 45 points that are on offer, if they can even get roughly about, say, 30 points, which they
that's
are
still
good
a
for,
huge number. The reach Ranieri's target with that.
Absolutely, and that might as well that might just, you never know, just win them the league, because you look at the fixture list now. The next three games are against the big boys. They
Liverpool,
play,
Arsenal, and then City.
Liverpool, Arsenal, and City. After that, they have a stretch of 9 games where they play teams who, in reality, in the beginning of the season, should have been considered teams that are in and around them. And then the last three games of the season are against Everton, Manchester United, and Chelsea. So, take the three games aside now. Take the last three games aside. 9 games, that's 27 points, where they can really, really
and
give
they would
it a
have
go.
To and, try and look at all those 27.
And they are definitely good for it, but even if out of those 27, if they're able to get, say, 23 or 24 points, because I'm not saying that they're going to lose all those 6 games to the big teams, because I do fancy them to get points even in those games, maybe even beat, because who would have thought that, they would go to the Goodison and beat Everton? Who would have thought that they'd beat Chelsea? Who would have thought that, they would have beaten half the teams that they played this season?
And wouldn't it be absolutely delicious if this were going to come down to the last game of the season. Claudio Ranieri going to Chelsea. It's an away game. It's at Stamford Bridge with the title on the line, where he is against Chelsea trying to guide the other team to the title. Claudio Ranieri, who, as you said, has managed...
He's managed Juventus, he's managed Inter Milan, he's managed Valencia, he's managed Monaco.
Not to mention...
Chelsea themselves.
Has not won a title with any of them.
Yeah.
The most realistic shot now he has
is to win it with Leicester.
Leicester City.
And I think the beauty is that is one part of the story, which is, I think sometimes, you know, especially with the Premier League fixture list, it's just written in the stars. And another thing that you really have to take into account is that the fact that Chelsea and Leicester are going to be playing the last game of the season in the positions that they are going to be in reality, we would have thought it would be the other way around. Chelsea would have been where Leicester are and vice versa.
So we'll see how that develops. But keep in mind this, people, you heard it here first. Leicester could be Blackburn 2.0 of 94-95. Let's hope for the good of the game, this probably does pan out. But then, speaking of legitimate title contenders and speaking of legitimate relegation contenders, Arsenal versus Chelsea.
Yeah, well, that's another game which... for Arsenal, like I said, you know, it's another game where they need to score points, because it's reached a point where they're going to have to start keeping up with Leicester. So
and they have to, because Leicester now have the same goal difference as them.
Exactly. So now,
today they cannot really afford to drop points.
No, they can't. Because I just feel that right now Arsenal are favourites, because with all the injuries that they've had this season, which they have, let's face it, every season, they've still somehow stuck in there and they're still on top of the table.
And Chelsea, obviously not the most confident of teams
exactly.
around right now.
And with all those issues that they've had, they're still top of the table. Now, finally, the players are coming back. You have Sanchez coming back. You have Ozil coming back. You never know. They still have the talks that Ramsey, as well as even Wilshere, might be back. Welbeck is on his way back. So, I think the timing is pretty
Welbeck,
good for them.
That sounds like back in the Middle Ages, that he used to be the striker for Arsenal.
So, yeah, things are looking good for Arsenal. Now, the question is, they just have this small little, you know, irritation in the back of their neck in the name of Leicester City.
So this is going to be a fantastic title race. And as you can see, even the Arsenal-Chelsea preview has been hijacked by Leicester City. But Karan, we need a prediction to end this.
I'm going to say 3-1 to Arsenal.
3-1 to Arsenal. I'll probably go with it. 2-1 to Arsenal. Let's see how it does develop. And that brings us to the end of... this podcast. You can find us on iTunes. We are there as Soccer Sense, or if you use Stitcher for your podcast needs, you can find us there on Soccer Sense. Please subscribe to us and keep listening. We will bring you the ups and downs of this whole outstandingly soccer nonsensical Premier League season, but we're loving covering it here on Soccer Sense.
Stop the league right now.
So Karan wants the league stopped right away, but let's see what happens over the next 15 games, and hopefully we have Vishal back sometime soon. So in the meantime, this is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
See you guys
next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big.